Well, good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
And what do you know today?
That you survived day two of the crop production show?
We did do that. Yeah, that was a good time down there yesterday for sure. Catching up with a bunch of people and checking out some sweet combines and tractors.
They're so cool.
I mean, the technology in that stuff now is just unbelievable.
Insane,
it, like,
yeah.
Drives itself. It's like almost putting a plane on autopilot.
Right? Yeah.
Sweet. What do you got for us in our Country Music Insider today?
Well, for a few days now, Kenny Chesney has been teasing a major announcement. Some fans think it might be new music. Other fans think it could be a new tour.
Mm.
But some fans think he is about to announce a residency at the Sphere in Las Vegas.
I would take all of those things.
Right? No kidding. Any one of those. All three of those.
Yeah, why not?
The Eagles are currently doing their residency at the Sphere through April. So, I mean, now would be a great time to announce who would be following them.
Yeah.
But Kenny's going to be on the Today Show today and the Tonight Show tonight. So maybe we could get some insight into what he's doing.
Yeah, I need to go see a show down there at the Sphere.
Kenny Chesney would be... Yeah. A lot of fun.
The Eagles.
I mean, even the Eagles would be great too. The Grand Ole Opry posted a behind-the-scenes video of Post Malone's debut performance last summer, which I've watched some clips of it. It looks so interesting. It's also going to feature Brad Paisley, Lainey Wilson, Vince Gill, John Michael Montgomery, and the Warren Treaty.
Yeah, it was a good show. I remember
watching the entire
Opry performance of that. So. It's cool. We got some behind the scenes now.
And Post Malone is just such a gem.
Right? Playing magic cards in the back.
Right? Yeah. Eating at Olive Garden, which is his favorite place. Yeah. And Zach Bryan got Matthew McConaughey to record a message teasing two upcoming projects. Zach's final album with his label and an upcoming film called Motor Breath.
Okay. Let's have a listen.
This is not a film about a band. This is a film about a boy from Oklahoma. A boy who joined the Navy with a love of writing. That writing connected with people, a lot of people. This film is about a group of best friends taking a two-week motorcycle ride across America while recording one final major label album. Oh, and the title of the film, you ask? Motor Breath.
There it is, Motor Breath.
I was going to say, lots of people would love to have like Morgan Freeman narrate their lives.
Right?
I think Matthew McConaughey, for me, would be up on the list.
Right, just a little touch of whiskey on his breath every time he says it. Yeah, a little motor breath.
I mean, that sounds super interesting, though.
It does. It does sound pretty cool. I mean, and anytime you get Matthew McConaughey
on board,
saying something,
you know it's going to be good.
It's going to be awesome. You were saying earlier, too, that motor breath sounds like a good name for a monster truck.
It does, yes.
That's a 10 out of 10 monster truck name right there.
Yeah.
There you go. That's our Country Music Insider today.